Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the 12th day of March, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 35 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 35 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Let winter be over with. We still got a 3-foot glacier in our backyard, and I got to believe that at the phone line is fucking up again today, because I heard it. I mean, when I went to start it, one fucking day. We made, you know, whole weekend of changes to fucking trick them for one fucking day. And don't forget this cocksucking Sundar Pichia. That's Sundar Pichai. His name should be on everybody's fucking list. That's the cocksucking Indian from India running Google that's fucking, attacking our free speech.
Hey, Henry, it's Katie. The phone sounds real good right now.
I
haven't heard anything so far. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I kind of quieted down after the song started playing, but I can tell when they're messing with it, because when I go to hit that intro, it doesn't click. I have to grab the mouse and make it come in, to make it come on. So I know it was messing up. Laura checked it on the other phone during the opening song, but it's quiet right now. So hopefully we get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll see where we here. What are we going to start? Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Trump, this is a quote. "I would win 98% of the vote if I ran in the Israeli elections." You think so? Maybe that's because that's who he represents. We're going to talk about it as soon as we return. Give me a second here, guys. I did something backwards. We'll just come right in.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Okay. Trump, "I would win 98% of the vote if I ran in the Israeli elections." Well, of course you would. It's just like Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi would not win 98% of the illegal alien vote if they ran when they run in the election. That's who you vote. The constituents you represent are the ones that vote for you. And this is treachery at its highest level. This is service to a foreign king. This is fucking giving up the sovereignty of the United States of America to the Israelis. Anyway, this is sent in from the Jerusalem Post, sent by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. "If I ran in the Israeli elections, I would win 98% of the vote," Donald Trump said at a closed conference with Republican donors in Florida on Friday. President Trump also attacked the Democratic Party, saying that they hate Jews. No. It's that plain one again. It's that controlled opposition pretending like there's somebody that in the government that can frickin' see this, And see that the Jews are running it. The Jews, that we're, that we are a corporation, and that the Jews own controlling interest. That little piss hole in the fucking, over there in the desert, somehow can got controlling interest in the United States corporation, and they're running it. We're their subjects. We're their fucking property. Trump also discussed things he had done for Israel, including how he moved U.S. Embassy to Israel, to Jerusalem. Why don't you talk about the things you did? Wow. What? That's coming off of you, Katie. I don't know why.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Let me mute.
Okay. There we go. Thanks. Anyway, Trump also discussed things he had done. Yeah, like for, yeah, he's done everything for Israel. What about all the things he promised to you brainless, mush-minded, dead-headed idiots that went out there and gave him your corporate vote, that gave him your corporate acquiescence to violate my Bill of Rights and enforce the illegal, fraudulent 14th Amendment and make me a subject? How about you sons of bitches? Remember we told you a long time ago that every stroke on the computer is being fucking recorded. All the records of the votes are there. And you were told better. So you better be fucking sweating it. Last Friday, Trump called Democrats anti-Israel and anti-Jewish after the House of Representatives passed a resolution denouncing anti-Semitism. Well, you're anti-first article to the People's Bill of Rights, Trumpy. You're anti any kind of fucking freedom under the Bill of Rights. You're anti-American, you piece of shit. I'm going to be the president of America. Remember that lie? Of all the mountain of lies that the son of a bitch told, huh? Do you remember that? He's Israel first! Israel first! The resolution was written after Congresswoman Alan Omar said that lobbyists for Israel are, quote, loyal to another country. No fucking shit. Which is similar to an anti-Semitic trop on the dual loyalty of Jews. It's not just the dual loyalty of Jews. It's what's killing us in this country is the dual loyalty of the Judeo-Christians. Those dirty, fucking, rotten, treasonous bastards that are supposed to be American nationals. You are betraying your own people for a foreign king, and you are going to face the fucking rope. Every one of you fucking bastards. The final death draft of the resolution was expanded. It'd be easy to convict you. We can convict you with your own words, in your own writing, with your own signatures on them. The final draft of the resolution was expanded to include Islamophobia, racism, and other forms of bigotry. Screw you. It's called the first article. I can hate anybody I fucking want to, believe it or not, under that first article. And it is our law. It is the supreme law of this land. It is the superior law of land. You are our bitches. And you're going to find out you're our bitches when we bitch slap you down to and curb stomp you like a two-bit whores that you are. U.S. Senator vows to push U.S. to recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Israeli, you remember the buffer zone? Oh, it's more international. I mean, I almost said law. Almost said law. But there is no goddamn law. Nationally or internationally. This is from Middle East Monitor. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday pledged to push Washington to recognize Israel's sovereignty over Syria, Syria's Golan Heights, the New York Times reported. I'm for America. This is about America. I'm going to be the president of America. We're going to be concentrated. It's about the American people. It's America first. America, America. My ass, my ass. During a tour near the Syrian area, which was occupied by Israel in 1967, Graham said he would work hard to change the Golan status from an occupied territory to a part of Israel. Isn't that conquest? Isn't that what that's called? And you have a foreign empire over here in the United States taking possession of the property of foreign sovereign states and handing it over to our Israeli masters? How do you like being a fucking subject of King Netanyahu, that baby pedophile and piece of shit? He added, my goal is to try to explain this to the administration, you faggot. I mean, I'll tell you one son of a bitch. I'd like 5 minutes in a room with alone. Is that fucking Lindsey Graham, that little weak chin, little punk? He ain't never fucking fought nobody in his whole fucking miserable life, but he is a fucking, he's a liar, an instigator, a fucking dirty little fucking queer weasel. That's what he is. Final countdown. U.S. diplomats give 72 hours to pull out of Venezuela. This is from RT. It was sent in by Misty. Misty's on it today. For discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Because we're getting ready to go down there, and we're going to get them goddamn contracts back for our Jewish masters. We're going to get that goddamn oil, and Venezuela belongs to the Jews, okay? It's their fucking earth. We're just a bunch of soulless animals that are there to serve them in any capacity, especially the sacrifice of blood. U.S. diplomats are undermining Venezuela's peace and stability. The nation's foreign minister, George Arreaza, God, said setting a deadline for them to vacate the embassy in Caracas. Washington vowed to hurry the evacuation of its mission. American diplomats must abandon Venezuelan territory within 72 hours, with the countdown starting at the zero hour on Tuesday, Arreaza wrote on Twitter. Venezuela had earlier demanded that Washington clear the embassy in Caracas of any remaining personnel. The presence of American diplomats entails risk to the country's peace, and goddamn, you got to know it. Anywhere, that's why they burn that fucking American flag all over this planet, because they know that that's not an embassy, that's a fucking fort. That's a fucking occupation. That's where the occupation begins, right there. And then they come in with their foreign aid, because they're coming to help you like they helped you, like they've helped all of us Americans, all of us American nationals. They're here to help you out of what you own and hand it over to their Zionist fucking masters. Venezuela had earlier demanded Washington clear the embassy. Okay, entails risk to the country's peace, integrity, and stability, the minister explained. Of course. Anytime the fucking empire of the United States comes in doing the bidding of the fucking Israelis, the Zionist fucking Jews, you can bet your country's in trouble. It's like we said before, you know, you find a fucking pool of oil or you find a vein of gold, better keep your goddamn mouth shut, because we'll be there to help you pretty goddamn quick. We'll be there with some aid, because you're going to need it. He accused the U.S. of threatening the nation with military intervention and said that officials in Washington have, quote, systematically lied to the world regarding Venezuelan reality. Well, what it is, Venezuelan reality ain't none of our goddamn business. Oh, but it is. We have American interest there. You know, the international corporations that have based themselves in fucking the United States so they can use the United Nations Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Force that we provide on the backs of our people to fucking to take other people's fucking resources away from them. Venezuela is sitting on fucking riches of oil, and their people are starving to death. I wonder where the niche in the fucking in the whole fucking program is. Don't you wonder that? How is that possible? At the same time, George Arreaza stressed that Venezuela stands ready to restart dialogue with the U.S. as long as the communication is based on equality and mutual respect. No, it's about oil. It's about, they'll slaughter your goddamn, they see that humanitarian, oh, they care so much about them Venezuelan people, just like they care about us guys. They care so much about them Venezuelan people, they'll go down and slaughter them in mass, just like they're doing in Yemen. And then we will secure that fucking oil for their Jewish masters. As the deadline was issued, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the evacuation of the embassy in Caracas, which is set to be complete within a week. The pullout was ordered due to, quote, deteriorating situation in the country, he said. Yeah, it's deteriorating, man. They did what Iran did. You see, that's what Iran did. That's why Iran is goddamn, they're number one on the hit list. They're a big fucking country, a lot of fucking oil. And all those goddamn Jew fucking oil companies, they were in there, and they were stealing all their fucking oil. And they were getting about 1 cent on the dollar for their fucking oil that was belonged to them. The rest was being stolen through the Shah, the puppet Shah that the Americans put in to power in Iran. And there were so many factions. It's just like it is here. There were so many factions. By the time that the goddamn uprising was over and the Shah was ousted, it took 30 days to figure out who in the fuck was in control. That's how far they'll put it out. You know, they'll push the people. They'll push anybody. They keep pushing until they get pushed back. And then, man, the people who are slow to push back will suffer the most. At the same time, as the pullout was ordered due to the deteriorating situation in the country, he said. The U.S. and Venezuela have been locked in a renewed standoff since January. Why? What fucking business is Venezuela's of ours? I would like to know. Oh, it's their people. You see, we're worried about their people. Just like we were worried about the people in Yemen. And we were worried about the people in Libya, so we went and fucking killed them all. Now we don't got to worry about them. They don't got to worry about themselves. And that's what they want to fucking do. Since January, when Washington openly backed opposition leader Juan, this is what they've been, this is their MO, isn't it? It's like it started, it was going to be the Arab Spring. Started there in Egypt, and we backed the other guy. You know, some guy just, put a bunch of mercenaries in there and get them fucking killing people. And then we're backing, oh, that's the opposition. There's a civil war. No, there ain't. I don't think the Venezuelan people would have one little tiny bitch. I know they're socialists, but fuck, so are we. This whole goddamn world is. We're fucking hardcore communists here in this goddamn country. It's just which one of the international elites gets the wealth of their fucking nation. How can you be fucking thriving one day and fucking people going hungry the next day? If everybody gets up and goes to work and does what they did the day before, what changed? What changed, people? What is the medium there that made this shit happen? Oh, that's right. Currency. They pulled the currency when they nationalized their oil fields and said, you're not getting 99 cents of every fucking dollar of our oil, Jew. It's our oil. Our people get it. It's what Gaddafi did. You know, he just discovered a huge oil find off the coast of Tripoli. And he was going to trade in dinars instead of dollars. And you've seen what that got him. This is the international corporate mafia. It's like I'm watching a fucking mafia show on TV. Oh, yeah? Hit him. Kill him. Take it. Juan Guaido, shortly after he declared himself interim president of the nation, he just declared, well, goddamn, this country's big on fucking declaring authority, aren't they? Just like they declared us to be a corporation rather than the republic we were founded as by our people. Just like they declared the 14th Amendment, that we were now their subjects and that they were our rulers. The corporate aristocracy, they just declare shit. It's called acts. He acted. What did he do? He acted and he declared and he had the great monster back. And this is the Jewish fucking attack dog. That's on the hell this goddamn so-called United States corporate empire is the Jewish attack dog. We got three people down there. We put three of our CIA agents down there, and we got three people down there saying, oh, we don't want this guy here. You know, we want these oil companies back here. We want 1 cent off our oil for every dollar. That's all we want. That's what we, and this son of a bitch is in the way. He's a communist, don't you know? Well, so is fucking Trump, isn't he? You can't hold trademarks in China unless you're a fucking communist, and he holds five of them. So this ain't about communism. This ain't about socialism, because there ain't a more socialist fucking country on the planet than this son of a bitch we're living in. This lie, this fraud. This is about oil. It's about the oil that belongs to the Venezuelan people. It's just like our oil here. Oh, the boom, next year we're to be the number one exporter of oil in the whole fucking world. Boy, are we living better? Are you living better? A fucking filthy fucking rich are filthy, filthy, filthy fucking rich now. Their mountains of gold are so big now they need a fucking rocket to get up to the top of them to put another coin on the top. Somebody's getting a whole lot of goddamn money. A handful just getting fucking everything. Oh, it's because we sign paper people. Oh man, I'll tell you what we're gonna. Okay, after he declared himself interim president of the nation, the current president, Nicolas Maduro, denounced Guaido's move and accuse U.S. leader Donald Trump of plotting a coup against him. Oh, uh-uh. And what, a communist coup against a communist to save him from communism? Really? The current president, Washington imposed new sanctions on Venezuela and pressured its allies. New sanctions. What do the sanctions hurt? Well, they hurt us, and they hurt the Venezuelan people. Who do they benefit? The oil companies that are the fucking Zionist Jews. That's who. 98% of them love that motherfucker now, don't they? Venezuela and pressured its allies and other nations to follow suit. Some of top U.S. officials and President Trump himself refused to explicitly rule out the use of a military option against Caracas. Go ahead, get your fucking gear on, Trumpy, you gangster motherfucker, and go out there and show them how tough you are. Go out there and stand in the line. Get to you do a fucking, you want bullets throwing at fucking 18-year-olds. Why don't you go out there, big man? There's another story I want to follow this. Let me see here. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Give me just a sec. Because it's going to talk. This kind of just plays right into the goddamn game here. All right. Felicity Huffman, Lori Laughlin, among 15 snared in elite college cheating scam, authorities say. Now, I've talked to you people about this before. How these fucking filthy, the corporate fucking elite, the ruling elite, they'll tell you, we are the ruling elite. And this is how they stay the ruling elite. They use other people. Now, I've talked to you before about my son, you know, he was born and raised here in Oregon. Fucking bachelor's degree in math and physics. Fucking dean's list. I mean, fucking, and he couldn't get into Oregon State College for his teaching degree because, well, he was bumped by people from other fucking countries. And see, this thing here just broke, and they're acting like, you know, it's a big deal, like they ain't known this shit's gone on. It's just like, it's the FBI trying to act like there's some kind of fucking law in this goddamn country when there ain't. But see, these rich fucks, what they do is they pay the scam, like this scam we're going to talk about here, and they, so that their kids come out, they're from Harvard in business. But they don't know how they can't. There was one guy on one of the fucking stupid ass shows on the dumb box, and he was talking about when he went to go teach at one of these colleges that fucking the average one of them couldn't even fucking write a correct fucking sentence, let alone a paragraph. But see, they're the elite, and then they get the. And I have a degree in business from, and what they really do, all they really got to do is just be able to sign their name because they have the total access to the fucking revenue. And so they could set up any kind of, I want to set up a fucking computer writing business. Because computer programming is fucking big money. But I couldn't write a fucking computer program because I'm a fucking dumb son of a bitch that my parents paid fucking $1 million to get me a degree in business from Harvard. Bought it! But I can, because I have that, I'm going to have access to the fucking cash. Now I'll go get the son of a bitch that I bumped out of fucking the college, the person who actually had the intelligence to actually go to a higher state of learning, and I'll just hire him for fucking a cheap labor, and he'll fucking work for me. He's my fucking one I'm going to parasite off of for my life. Him and a couple more. I told you my son had left that place. He's back there. They had to keep calling because they didn't know how to operate the fucking computers. They didn't have, no, these son of a bitches that were running the fucking show, flying in the fucking Learjet, didn't know how to do, fucking run the fucking, programs that my son was fucking writing, that they were selling to pay for Learjets and them to have the fucking wonderful life. Actress Felicity Huffman, and this goes deeper than this. They says there's touched in the type of life. I guarantee it goes in every fucking state and every fucking college. And foreigners are coming in here and buying up the fucking spots in the fucking colleges that belong to our fucking people. Actress Felicity Felicity Hoffman and Lori Loughlin were among more than four dozen people charged in a nationwide college admission cheating scandal that involved paying up to $6 million to place their children into elite universities, according to the records revealed. See, that's all they do. They put a $6 million investment, and these people are going to make millions off the people they displaced, the people who are way smarter than. That's why they're going to lose this fucking war. Because, I mean, the dead wood is at the top of the tree. But, I mean, $6 million, see, and that takes care of them for the rest of their life because they'll have that fucking degree. They can't even fucking fill out a goddamn, they couldn't write a goddamn essay is what the guy on TV said. But they're going to, the access to the fucking currency is going to be there. Oh, I have a business degree at Harvard. I need $10 million to start a fucking business. And then you go hire something. Then you go hire the son of a bitch that you displace. That's 100 times smarter than you are, and you get a suck off him. You parasitic piece of elitist shit. Well, this is coming to an end. It's all going to be found out. Every fucking one of you are going. You will be tried, and you will be fucking hung. We got nothing but rope and lead for your fucking elitist asses. How about that? The alleged scam, which involved placing students in top colleges such as Yale, Georgetown, Stanford, University of Southern California, UCLA, and the University of Texas, was run by a man in California, William Rick Singer, who helped parents get their children into the schools through bribes, court documents unsealed in Boston showed. Most of the students did not know their admission to the school was due to the bribe, authorities said. And I told you this is the way it was when I was growing up going through school. I saw it. I saw fucking people I knew. They were just dumb, but they were part. They were the good old Masonic, good old boys, fucking kids. So fucking, somebody who worked their ass off to get a fucking A, they would get a B, and these fucking dumb, dim-witted son of a bitches just filling it out the best they could. You could talk to them and tell they were fucking ignorant, that they were dumb. But they always, man, they were the class presidents and all this fucking shit. It goes from the bottom right to the fucking top. And this has been the scam for too fucking long. And that's why this country's, this is why this is what allowed our country to be deteriorated. We pushed the smarter people down to the fucking bottom, put the fucking dumbest motherfuckers up there. Because it's not what you know. It's who you knows. Don't you know? We'll get into it some more when we get back. We're at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time, and that was Don Henley with all she wants to just, you know, talking about. I always think about the CIA agents down, I think it was one in Costa Rica or one of them, maybe Colombia, down there, you know, with the cocaine parties and the horrors and all the shit. Every time I think about shit like I'm talking about right now, that's what brings to mind the fucking filthy fucking rich and this goddamn diabolical fucking cabal of theirs. But we're talking about Fidelity, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin among 50 snared. One of them's already arrested. But you know, this is just, they're going to do a small thing here to make like, oh, look, the FBI, man, they're really doing something real here. But they're not going to go. This, I guarantee you, this is prevalent in every fucking university across this country. This is how the fucking elite stay elite. And this is why they're fucking failing. Because, well, let's go on with this here a little bit more. Let's see. Georgetown University, California. Okay. The alleged scam was run by a man in California, William Rick Singer, who helped parents get their children into the schools through bribes, and court documents unsealed in Boston showed. Most of the students didn't know their admission to the school was due to a bribe, authorities said. Bullshit. You don't know you're stupid? Oh, maybe they are that stupid. The children's parents would pay a specific amount of money, fully aware it would be used to gain college admission. The money would then go toward an SAT or ACT administrator or a college athletic coach who would fake a profile for the prospective student regardless of their athletic ability or their fucking academic ability. They keep trying to push that out of there. But that's what's going on. According to the charging documents, on a call with a wealthy parent, prosecutor said Singer, who owned the company Edge College and Career Network, summed up his business in this way. What we do is help the wealthiest families in the U.S. get their kids into school. My families want a guarantee. Well, of course they do. That's how they stay the fucking elite. If it came down to fucking intelligence and aptitude, Hoffman's daughters, they couldn't make a fucking waitress because they probably couldn't do the goddamn math on a goddamn ticket for a fucking plate of food. But they're going to be the ones that are good. They're going to be the corporate elite. They're going to be your rulers, and you're going to be their subjects. And this is how it's all accomplished. Singer would help his clients' children by having another individual take SAT or ACT tests on behalf of the students. Parents would pay up to $75,000 for each test and have them wire money to charitable accounts. That's so that they could, and they've got to deduct these fucking, this crime off their goddamn taxes, people. Singer used the purported charitable donations from parents, at least in part, to bribe two SAT and ACT test administrators. Court documents stated. Now everybody in the trenches will say, "My state is goddamn it the corruptest," and everybody would be right because they're all fucking as corrupt can be, and this is going on in every state at every fucking college. I promise you, as sure as I'm sitting here. Where are we? Among the college coaches involved in the alleged, they want to try and keep it over to this fucking, a few places, that were like open spots in, for athletics instead of sticking to the academic end of it. The stupid people are getting the fucking degrees from these big colleges in business, you see, in business. And then their families are already wealthy, so they just set them up in a business, and the people with the real brains that were fucked out of the fucking colleges, to have the higher degree so that they could start the company, so because they're American nationals and fucking born here. Do you see where I'm going with this? Parasite. That's what a fucking parasite is. Singer used the purported charitable donations from parents, at least part, to bribe two SAT ACT test administrators, court documents stated. Among the college coaches involved in the alleged scheme was Rudy Meredith, the former head women's soccer coach at Yale, and John Vandemore, the sailing coach at Stanford University. For one applicant, Meredith, who resigned from his position in November, created a fake athletic profile and said the person was a recruit for the Yale women's soccer team, even though the applicant did not play competitive soccer. Singer gave Meredith $400,000 after the student was admitted to Yale. And, court documents. See, this is her daughter. See, her daughter, Meredith. Meredith's gonna be among the corporate elite. Fucking bitch, like I said, the bitch, she couldn't fucking work as a waitress. She's so fucking stupid. That don't matter. And this is, again, is why they're going to lose. They are dumber than shit at the top, people. Because this is how money can buy it. But you can't buy intelligence. And when this shit breaks loose, our most intelligent people are going to be working on the fucking problem of eliminating you dirty son of a bitches that have been doing this to us for fucking 200 fucking years. A Georgetown tennis coach received a bribe money between 2012 and 2018 from Singer that amounted to more than $2.7 million, documents stated. That's so. See, she thinks all she could do is she's a retarded little bitch is she can sign her name. She can sign her name. She has to see, so the assistant, even the person coming and putting the paper in front of her to sign, probably got kicked, you know, fucking booted from a fucking college on account of some son of this fucking scam here. Money, fucking deciding where your social position ends up being, no matter what your fucking intelligence or aptitude is. But she can bring that, and she can just barely get her name fucking signed, and that's all it takes to be, and she's the elite, and she is one of the rulers, and you are one of her fucking subjects. How's that grab you, people? Being ruled by retards. With bot degrees. Oh. In exchange for the bribes, the Georgetown coach designated approvingly 12 applicants as recruits for the Georgetown tennis team, including some who did not play tennis competitively, thereby facilitating their admission to the university, document said. Huffman and her husband allegedly helped their daughter with her college admission by making a purported charitable contribution of $15,000 to participate in the college entrance exam cheating scheme, the document said. Huffman later made arguments to pursue the scheme a second time for her younger daughter before deciding not to do so. Vince found out the shit was going down. But like I said, this was found at these universities. Every fucking university, if this was real, should be investigated for this, and I guarantee you'd find it in every fucking university. Because this is how the ruling elite, you look up there and you go, how are these fucking morons ruling us? This is how. The court, this and the control of the currency, mammon. This is the god mammon at work here. The court documents also stated that Laughlin agreed to pay bribes totaling $500,000 in exchange for having their two daughters designated as recruits to the USC crew team. That's a Rowan thing, I think, despite the fact that they did not participate in a crew, and thereby facilitating their admission to USC. Yeah, so what do you think about that, people, huh? Wonder why those fucking, when you look at like Lindsey Graham, you look at that dim-witted son of a bitch, all they're good at is fucking duplicity, lying, cheating, stealing, fucking murder, fucking blackmail, rape, pedophilia. That's their forte. And that's why they're going down. Democrats announce expanded DREAM Act for illegals. This is from Washington Times, sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. House Democrats upped their ante on illegal immigration Tuesday, announcing new legislation that would not only grant legal status to potentially millions of illegal immigrants, dreamers. See, they went up, played on that Martin Luther King. I have a dream that my country can be repopulated with a slave labor force. And then American nationals can be taken over to the ditch and have a fucking bullet put through their head. I have a dream. And these are dreamers. They're just dreamers, people. Don't think of them with those MS-13 gang member tattoos on them. Don't think of them with machetes hacking you up. Don't think of the green card fucking Blackwater fucking corporate fucking enforcers that are going to be coming after your guns. Don't they're dreaming. They're dreamers. There ain't no dreamers in this fucking country no more. Created this fucking country. They used us every inch of the fucking way. They used our intellect. They used our determination. They used our tenacity. They used our fucking abilities to enrich themselves because they didn't have it. All they had was the fucking mammon working for them. Well, it's like Lord Rothschild said, I care not who makes the laws so long as I control the currency. I guess the elite will be the elite. But you know what? That's what happens over generation after generation of hereditary wealth. You end up with fucking deadheads like this. Dumb. Dumber than a fucking wedge. And that's when you start seeing all this bizarre shit come out, you know, like this bitch here talking about the socialism and stuff. It just, you know, mumble, you know, she's sat there and she studied Marx hard in college, I'm sure of that. But I mean, it's capitalism or communism. Well, no, it's neither one. What it is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, wherein the people own the fucking country, where the people have a allodial right to own the private property. And this goddamn country belongs to them, and you've never had the authority to fucking get rid of one fucking inch of it and steal the fucking wealth of our fucking country through our fucking raw resources and everything else you've stolen from us. Land, selling land to the communist Chinese, letting the fucking communist Chinese come in and put up banks in our country. I don't think that's in the Constitution. I think the Constitution guaranteed a debt-free fucking currency for us to exploit our own fucking resources that belong to us. You traitors are gonna hang. Dreamers would be eligible for in-state college tuition. Well, of course they would. And fuck, you know what? If they was one of them that looks that's special to them, hell, they'll fucking bribe or fucking whatever it takes, and they'll bump in a fucking American national that's fucking 500 times smarter than they are, so that they can be put into the position because they're fucking good traders. They can speak a line. Some of them are good at reading fucking goddamn teleprompters. That's what you see on your fucking news, you know, like them dimwits over there on fucking Fox News. I see those three idiots every day. They're good at reading fucking teleprompters. I'm telling you, I don't believe those people even understand the words coming out of their own stupid fucking mouths. And that's why it's crumbling. That's why people are seeing it, because the smart people are going, how in the fuck is it possible in this land of equality, in this land where individual achievement, you can achieve anything. If you put your mind to it and you got a good mind, you're going to go to the top. No, you're not. You're going to work for some fucking dim-witted retard who's going to be at the top because they have access to the fucking currency. Currency controls, mammon controls. This country's God, you know. This country, they say this was a Christian nation. No, it ain't. It's a mammon nation, okay? Call it what it is. It's a mammon nation. And we're fucking serfs in it. How you like that? Even some already deported illegal immigrants would be allowed to apply to return under the bill announced by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and fellow Democrats in a rally at the Capitol. And they try that, fellow Democrats, I guarantee you that goddamn, there ain't a dime's worth of difference in them. They all shit through the same hole. Paul Ryan, I guarantee you, he backs this. Because what is it really here? The corporate elite want fucking cheaper fucking labor. They want they want to kill off all but 550 million of us. That's all that they need to really parasite off us, to have everything that they fucking want with this little waste of what belongs to them, this whole fucking planet.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I wonder what all the Trump tars had to say after that little broken promise right there. Since they're still, you know, riding his bandwagon.
Well, you don't really hear him talking very much about anything but fucking red hats. The biggest fucking story about them has been the kid that was wearing the red hat and the Indian come up thumping the drum in his fucking face and all this bullshit. It's racism. Anything about it, Dion, remember, any bitch or complaint we have about the corporate aristocracy, which are, and they're of all colors and of all nationalities, go take a look at Premier of China. He don't look like no goddamn white man to me. And all of these corporate fucking elite from around the world. It's the international corporate mafia, period. And they don't look at the color of one another's skin. But they say, hey, you're violating my first article. That's racism. That's racism because you want to tell the truth. You want to tell the truth about the Jews. That's anti-Semitism. You betcha. That shit only flies so far, and people are just, everybody you talk to is just shaking their heads. They don't want to even listen to it no more. They know it's all fucked. They know it's a fucking lie. Even some already deported illegals, huh? There should be nothing partisan or political in the legislation, Ms. Pelosi said, really. I bet she could get 98% of the vote of these fucking illegal aliens invading our country. What do you want to bet? Because that's who she represents. That is fucking high treason, you fucking witch. And you will be tried for it. And I hope you live long enough, you old bitch, to fucking walk up those 13 steps and have that fucking rope put around your neck, you treasonous whore. The bill goes beyond the DREAM Act, legislation that's been kicking around for nearly two decades, which would offer a path to citizenship to as many as 2 million illegal immigrants. You watch them. They're going to make a deal here now. Trump, we got to hurry. We got a lot to cover here. The updated version would also grant a pathway to citizenship to hundreds of thousands of people here under temporary protected status or deferred departure. I want to hit this other story too. Support for Trump dwindles among ICE officers. What? From Washington Post, this is sent in again by Katie. Katie and Misty on it today. For discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com, ICE officers who endorsed President Trump in 2016, Dion, you were wanting to know what they got to say? Well, here we go. ICE officers who endorsed President Trump in 2016 now say he has failed to follow through on his get tough promises. Saying catch and release of immigrants living illegally in the United States is not only still happening, but has gone into overdrive. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers say they're being roped into such mundane tasks as opening the doors on vans to release immigrants already caught by the Border Patrol agents. That's dragging the officers from their usual duties of nabbing fugitives or scouring local prisons and jails for immigrant criminals who lived illegally in the United States ready to be deported. The shell game is more ridiculous, the officer said, because Border Patrol agents could fill out paperwork and open the doors themselves. They're going to make the ICE agents go over there and open the doors and so they can get out and get their, but they already got their money and they've already filled all the paperwork and gave them their money and their tickets to wherever they wanted to go. And they're going to even make them go out like a goddamn chauffeur and open the fucking doors for them, people. This is what your boy Trump's doing for you. This is what getting rid of every fucking one of them means in fucking Jew double talk. Hundreds of man hours a day. Let's see where we, the shell game. Because Border Patrol agents could fill out paperwork and open the doors themselves, but agency leaders don't want to be part of the catch and release. Hundreds of man hours are wasted each day at a time of crisis on the border. The leaders of the National ICE Council, the union that represents ICE, Blackwater. I mean, they're playing their part in this fucking act we're watching at the border as we're being invaded. They're playing their part in aiding that invasion, but in the end, they'll be pointing their fucking guns at you. They are part of the fucking Blackwater USA. Said in a letter sent directly to Mr. Trump on Monday. Here's what they had to say, Dion. The letter was sent just hours before the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee voted to approve Mr. Trump's pick Ronald D. Vitello to be the new director of ICE. Committee Chairman Ron Johnson waved a copy of the ICE Council's letter during the vote and called the accusations troubling. Oh, those are troubling, I would say. Yeah, you're aiding an invasion into this fucking country, you foreign fuckers. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Oh, I bet you will, he told reporters afterwards. In the letter, the ICE Council said its president... its president, Chris Crane, personally told Mr. Trump about the situation in a January meeting, and the council was disappointed. Nothing has been done. I mean, Trump, who's, he was your knight in shining armor, ain't doing nothing but making it worse or making it better for him and his fucking corporate buddies, huh?
You don't say, Henry. You don't say.
I wouldn't lie to you, brother. You know I wouldn't. You frequently speak publicly of the great public safety works ICE is doing under your leadership. To be direct, Mr. President, the rhetoric doesn't match reality, and we hope that this letter shows you the complete and total nonsense that is really taking place under the Trump administration on the southern border, the ICE officers said. The White House did not respond to a request for comment. I bet you they didn't. Probably because Trump was in there sucking Netanyahu's ass and he didn't have time to respond. The letter comes as the situation at the southwest border has grown out of control for Homeland Security. Some 160,000 migrant children and family members have been encountered at the border over the last 5 months, shattering previous records. And I heard last night, I think it was on Tucker Carlson, they were talking about it. And they're taking these kids. And once they get across, then they're sending the kids back down, and then they're bringing more adults up with the kids, and then they're sending the kids. They caught them doing this. This is what Trump is doing. This is stopping the invasion that he's called an invasion, people. 160 migrant children and family members have been encountered at the border over the last 5 months, shattering previous records. Ooh, good thing we voted that son of a bitch in. Or no, I didn't vote that son of a bitch in. I told you fucking morons exactly what was happening, and you fell for it. You fell for a fucking carnival act. You fell like you got the mentality. You probably went to Harvard, but you got the mentality of a fucking child when you go up and you palm a quarter and you pull it out of their ear and that amazement in their eyes. That's your fucking mentality. That's your intelligence level. Most are arrested by Border Patrol. Though 10 to 15% are encountered by Customs and Border Protection officers trying to come through a border crossing without permission. Because of the overwhelming numbers, lack of bed space and court rulings, Homeland Security usually processes and quickly releases most of them with the vain hope that they'll come back, for hearings and eventual deportation. Well, of course they will. They always have. That's been dubbed catch and release, and Mr. Trump took office promising to stop it. No! Instead, the rate has increased, and it's spurred the bureaucratic sparring. Crane says Border Patrol agents have the power to fill out the release paperwork and to do the release on their own, but they don't want to face the embarrassment. So they make ICE officers fill out the release paperwork, and when they drive the immigrants to the bus station to be dropped off, they make an ICE officer actually open the van doors like a limo driver, you know. Open the door for you. Homeland Security responded to the letter in a statement blaming the overwhelming numbers at the border and lack of solutions from Capitol Hill. Geez, looks like we got fucked again, don't it? ICE officers countered that while Congress could change some of the big policies, the utter nonsense decision to make ICE come along for the van rides is something Homeland Security could stop on its own. The ICE Council said officers are being taken from terrorism task forces, fugitive operations, and the criminal alien program to do paperwork and open van doors for them. One field team reported being moments from arresting felons only to be told to back off. That wasn't as high a priority as opening a van doors. Or filling out the Border Patrol's paperwork, the letter says. And that's how they're stopping them. They're filling out the paperwork, and they're giving them their money, and they're taking them to the bus station and the airports so they can get to your community quicker. Like I said, I think that's how this whole thing's going to come down. They're pumping them in here this fast. You're going to start seeing them, people. You're going to start seeing them everywhere. And like I said at first, when there's just, you know, there's in a small town like where I live here, you know, you'll see four or five of them. They'll be kind of humble, and they'll be trying to hang with the tougher guys around town, these little punks. And then they'll start acting tougher. And next thing you know, you'll be having to fucking blow one of them away out in the fucking street. And then that's when the fucking vigilante shit's going to kick in. Because I don't know about where you people come from, But we're not going to be afraid to walk our fucking streets because this fucking corporate aristocracy has decided that they're going to release savages on us to fucking terrorize us. We don't get scared. We get fucking mad. You're going to find it out the hard way. And you know what? We're smarter than you are because we didn't have to fucking pay bribes to fucking get our education. Mr. Crane said one ICE officer in Texas spends perhaps a third of his manpower facilitating CBP's catch and release. The ICE officers blame both Homeland Security Christian Nelson and Mr. Vitello. Oh, he just got named the head of ICE, didn't he? Oh, who did that? Oh, that's Trump, a former Border Patrol agent who's been serving since last June as acting director at ICE. Mr. Vitello has been nominated to become full director, and he has become. The Homeland Security Committee approved him on a 7-5 vote Monday evening. He still must go through the Judiciary Committee before an eventual floor vote. And I bet you, drain the swamp? What the fuck was all of that about? And here again, I'm just for the last word, for the word for the trenches today, I'm just going to say we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, read my lips. Every one of them's going to be returned. Every one of them's going to be returned, and we're draining the swamp. And America first. Well, we're right after Israel, that is. And that is The Word from the Trenches.